is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Dave, you weren't kidding when you said, here we go. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours right here on Genesis Communications Network from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Genesis, the world's largest alternative radio network. And class, I'm delighted to be here with you. I'm serious. I really am. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And if you need to share this broadcast with friends and family, you may. Just go to usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. You know, for those of you new to usaprepares.com, there's over 150 of us, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, CEOs, surgeons, engineers, broadcasters, researchers, farmers, physicists, inventors. And some of us are students rising to become instructors. So as the broadcast continues, you're going to meet more and more of us. Over the weekend, I met three of our newest instructors, and you'll learn about them in the next few weeks. Dave's producing the broadcast, the syndicated worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Today, Survival Economics with Frank Underhill. And Frank Underhill is the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I just want to let you know there's a meetup tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield. I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to be doing a debrief of the Get Prepared Expo. And that's 5:30. Information's on the website. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Hey, Frank, I've got some articles on the website. I wanted to share some of them with you, and maybe we can discuss some of them. You know, one of them is Secretary of State John Kerry. I just posted this a few minutes ago. You might not have had a chance to see it, but I wanted to share this. He is welcoming the investment from China in the United States of America's infrastructure. And he thinks that, you know, water projects, infrastructure projects, grid, power grid projects, he wants to welcome them. He wants to welcome their investment in the United States of America. I can't believe it. I think he's doing absolutely the wrong thing. Welcoming the a foreign government's investment in critical infrastructure like water. What's more important than water? Well, that would be air. But other than air, what's more important than water? And for most of us, electricity is the most important thing, because without electricity, there's going to be no commerce, there's going to be no manufacturing, there's going to be no gasoline, there's going to be not much, and certainly no pure, clean drinking water, treated drinking water in municipal water supplies without electricity. So John Kerry, Secretary of State, is welcoming Chinese investment in our infrastructure. I think it's absolutely mad. What do you think?
Well, just wasn't it a week or two ago when there's all these dead hogs in their river system? They're contaminating their water. Is this the kind of policies that they will be implementing over here?
Well,
people have to understand, China's not the air quality is very poor there.
You bet. You can cut it with a knife. It's thick.
All right. The water is poor there. The garbage is a very big problem there. And, you know, I'm tired of this country looking at ways to better ourselves, you know, with cases from the Far East and the Middle East. Where's America in all this?
Yeah, that's really a good point. Looking at China as an example, if we want to decide what we don't want to do, okay, that's a really good example, because people in Beijing wear particulate masks, you know, like surgery-type masks, because the air is so polluted, and they think that it's going to make it better for them to wear these, you know, dust masks. It probably is. I mean, I wear those dust masks, but that's when I'm out in the hayfield and I'm, you know, in the open tractor without a cab, and I'm surrounded by hay dust. I mean, of course I would wear one. They wear it just going to lunch, walking down the street. Unbelievable.
Vincent, if I could also, you know, add that, you know, it's not only an investment in infrastructure. They want to be bidding on these contracts.
Sure.
And underbid the Schlumbergers here, the SNC-Lavalins, the Hercules, and, you know, who else? Caterpillar, or you name it. They see this, probably they're running out of infrastructure to build on their country. They're looking to expand their markets over into this market.
Well, can you see any good coming from it?
You know, coming from Canada, I've seen in a petri dish what happened when there was a coal mine wanting to bring workers from China to work at a coal mine there. And I don't know how far it went, but I know if you know, when there's smoke, there's fire, and the miners' union was against it. No one ever heard, you know, the only prerequisite was speaking Chinese. I don't think anything good comes out of these agreements, and you know, this is why I'm a fierce protectionist, because I do not believe that we need to look again for things outside the country. I don't even like buying product made in not just China but in other countries as well. You know, T-shirts from Haiti or you know, shoes made in Malaysia or what have you. I try to go out of my way to look for products, you know, made here in North America. Canadian products are very good quality. You can put a shirt in the washing machine, and you know it's not going to run. The dyes aren't going to run on two or three washes or the first wash. I urge any American, if you ever go vacation up there, stop it at a Hudson's Bay department store, and you'll see quality made garments. And they're a little bit more expensive, but you get a souvenir and you get something that's going to have good wear and tear. It'll last you for years to come.
Frank, I believe I said this on the air previously. When I was a teenager, and I'm talking about in the 70s, you could buy a dress shirt, like a white Oxford button-down shirt, a nice shirt made in the United States of America, for about $20. Maybe a really nice one would be $25. You can still buy one of them for $20 or $25, but it's not made here, and the quality is nowhere near as good. And, you know, my dad used to, he was a school teacher at first, and then he became a school principal, public school, and he used to wear white button-down shirts. And, Frank, this is going to sound unbelievable, but, you know, of course the collars would wear out, and you could replace the collars. You could take them to a tailor and have the collars of the shirts replaced. Nobody would even think about doing that today, right?
No, no. And, you know, I like to wear nice clothes. You know, I don't drink, I don't gamble, I don't, you know, ride fast and loose. But one thing I do like to spend money on is nice apparel.
Okay, so,
and I don't think, and you met me in Missouri there, not on this expo, but on the prior one.
Yeah.
And I like to wear nice clothes. You know, I don't drive a fancy car. I don't live in a modern home. but mm-hmm. I like to have things neat and order in appearance. Mm-hmm. And working, functional. That's important, too.
I have a kind of a trademark blue blazer that I wear. And it came from the Boyd store in Philadelphia, and that's a store where a lot of the athletes shop because they're real thin and real tall, and you know it's for the hard to fit men. It's a men's store, and I bought this traditional blue blazer when I had a job as a banker, probably. Well, in the 1980s, it's still, you know, the lines are still in style. It's a classic cut. And it was a good jacket then. It's in war. I mean, heck, it's over 20 years old and it's still doing just fine. So I think it pays to buy good clothes. But now, where are you going to get them? Where are you going to get a Manhattan made in USA shirt? Where are you going to get one of those? And where are you going to get an Arrow shirt and a Hathaway shirt? Where are you going to get those made in the United States? I don't know if it's possible, but I don't think it is. I haven't seen any. And Frank, how much would a USA Oxford button-down shirt cost? $300 today? Made in USA?
Probably. If you went to a Brooks Brothers store, it can run you pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really concerned about the Chinese investment in America's infrastructure. I think these guys are selling us out. And H. Ross Perot said, you're going to hear a giant sucking sound coming from Mexico. And I'll tell you what, he was absolutely right. And I believe he was threatened. I think his family was threatened. And I think that's why he pulled out of the race for president of the United States of America. In 1992. I would have loved to have seen him. Maybe I should tell the story when we come back on the other side of this break. My experience with his company, which was EDS, Electronic Data Systems. I think I will. I'll tell you a little bit about EDS when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
Disaster can strike at any time. You always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, doubly enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Notebooks, iPads, class is now in session. USAprepares.com, educational radio, set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The last time anyone was willing to employ me was back in the late 1980s. But in the mid-1980s, I had a job. I worked at a bank, and I was in charge of data communications for this bank. And we built this new data center. There were about five of us guys that did it. And my job was data communications to the outside world and data communications within the, you know, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of terminals and PCs, networking them within the bank. And one of our projects that we were working on at this new data center was connecting to a service bureau that provided credit bureau reporting. And that credit bureau that we connected to, the mainframe was at Electronic Data Systems. That was EDS, H. Ross Perot's company in Pennsylvania. And five of us guys hopped in the car, and we drove from the bank many hours to EDS in Pennsylvania. And we wanted to make sure that EDS was the company that we wanted to partner with in order to have good, fast, effective, efficient, cost-effective credit bureau reports. Well, we arrived early in the morning, and we were welcomed in the lobby, and behind the bulletproof glass there was the receptionist slash secretary. And it was a very Spartan building. It was a nondescript bunker type of a building. Very small signage out front. It's really hard to know what they were doing in there. And they had their mainframe, and we got buzzed in after we identified ourselves and went into the conference room, and we met with their team of experts, their computer technicians and programmers and so forth. And It was a very well-run meeting. The first meeting started at 9 o'clock, and then the next portion of it was 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. We broke for lunch. We went to lunch. We went into the dining room. Now, the dining room I would describe as a school cafeteria. You pick up your tray, you slide it across, you get your food, and bring your tray, and you sit down. But in order to get in there, you had to have a jacket and a tie, if you were a gentleman. Ladies all wore business attire, no blue jeans, no long hair, no tattoos, no piercings. I mean, everybody stood up straight, was at attention all the time. And I was so impressed with the operation and how quickly information was given to us. So if I asked a question and they didn't have the answer, they would say, "We will have that answer for you in 10 minutes. 5 minutes later, they would be back with the answer. So it was a really impressive organization. On the way out that day, in the afternoon, we're leaving, and I stopped at that lady behind the bulletproof glass, and I said, "You know, I didn't get a chance to meet the CEO. Who is he, or who is she?" And the lady told me that, well, he wasn't there that day. His name is H. Ross Perot, and he was doing some consulting where they were making a film about him, and the film was called On Wings of Eagles. And I didn't get a chance to meet H. Ross Perot that day. All the way back in the 1980s, mid-1980s, I said to the other guys in the car, "Man, if we could get somebody like that to run for president, our problems would be over." And they were sick of hearing me say it over and over. I was so impressed with that organization. Well, in 1992, of course, I did get a chance to vote for H. Ross Perot, and I did. So that's the story about H. Ross Perot that I have.
Well, he, because of that, he dropped out. Of course, we all know what happened. It landed Clinton the presidency, if I'm correct.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. Frank, gold, there's an assault on gold right now. It is unbelievable what's happening. Gold, in September 2011, gold was about $1,920 an ounce. Right this second. Or a few seconds ago, I'll do it right now. Right this second, gold is at, $1,390.90. It is falling like a rock. I can't believe it. About a few seconds ago, it was $7 higher. It is falling like a rock. Class, hang on. They're going to try to shake this out of your hands. They want your gold. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I'm watching Gold Slide. Friday, it was at 1477.80. And right now, it's at 1390.70. Massive slide. I haven't seen anything like this in a really long time. And I think it's going to be a shock to a lot of people. Now, those of you who bought gold and bought silver and thought you were going to make a lot of money on it very quickly, this was a rude awakening. Now, we've never recommended buying gold and silver except for the long term and for private storage of wealth. Am I worried? No. No, I'm not worried. Because I would rather be in gold and silver than have my funds in a bank and have what's happened in Cyprus happen to me. How about that, Frank?
Well, you know, I agree. And Vincent, I just want to say that a lot of the selling that you're seeing in the price decline is not only, first of all, I just want to get the notion out that I don't believe this is bank selling, because I think banks have purchased. I believe banks have, sales agreements when it comes to gold, right? That's one thing. Secondly, I think as you have gold going lower and lower, I think there's also a lot of margin selling going on, and that only compounds the problem. And every time gold goes below a stop loss, it only, it triggers and becomes market order. So you're probably seeing an unprecedented amount of silver and futures contracts being traded immensely. Like, it is really, really amazing to see such a big decline in a very such short period of time. And, and I think it's going to get to a point where maybe high-cost operators might slow down and cease production and they're probably taking gold off the market. What we need to see, though, is, and I can't really say it's the dollar going up, because the dollar actually has not been going up a whole heck of a lot. So this is probably just straight commodity selling across the board. If you look at crude, it's the same story there. If you look at copper, it's the same story there too. You look at silver, it's the same story. So I would just attribute this to just straight the, and everything finds a bottom eventually. The question is where, and I don't think anyone can give you an answer for that.
Okay. Here's how I look at this, Frank. There was a time several years ago when gold was going up every day, small amount every day, a few dollars, $5, $10 every day. And silver was going up a small percentage every day. The overall trend was up, up, up. Now, if I were in the printing currency based on debt business, like the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, I'd be really concerned about that, because people could look at that and they could say, wow, gold went up every day last month. It's gone up every day this month. Silver has gone up every day last month. Silver has gone up every day this month. I'd be crazy not to buy some gold and silver. Take the Federal Reserve notes, the frauds, Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars, take them out of the bank and buy precious metals physical and hold them myself. Now, that being said, I don't see how the Federal Reserve can allow that. So to prevent us from doing that, they let us make a wise investment, and then they smack it down. They smack it down so that it really hurts, and we go, oh, geez, I'll never do that again. And I think that's what they're doing right now. I think they're trying to convince us that putting our money into, or our Federal Reserve digits, into tangible precious metal assets is so wrong that, here's the proof. I mean, we're down almost $100 since Friday. That's a massive, massive decline. So I think they're trying to teach us a lesson. And every time they do this, every time they do it, it comes right back. But it's painful in the short run, but we win in the long run, because they are just printing, printing, printing.
Well, you have two kinds of investors in here. I'll use real estate as an example. Are you in this, do you invest in this to flip it like you do a house, or do you buy it to hold on to it like somebody with rental income property? So there's two different kinds of investors in here. Generally, people who buy gold are in for long term, and they just wait it out. If it drops down to a certain level, and or a level of liking, they'll probably add on to their holdings, or they'll just sit it out altogether. And, there's always a market for it. People forget, it's crashing. But remember, there's also buyers in there as well, too, that are buying it at these levels.
Well, during the bottom of the hour break, I in the studio, I have telephone. And I dialed a friend of mine who is a coin dealer. And he's been to the expos. And I said, are you selling gold at these prices? And he said, well, I don't like to. And he said, but I have to. Now, he is not selling from his inventory that he paid higher prices. He is going to, or he will replace it at lower prices. The bottom line is the premiums just went up. So he said he does not expect anybody to be walking into his store and saying, hey, I've got some gold for sale at these new low prices. I'd like to sell it. He does not expect that. Interesting. And I agree with that. I mean, would I walk in with gold and sell it at these prices? Absolutely not.
No. No, and I think people, you know, when in doubt, sit it out. And, you know, and really, how much, like I said, the only people who it's going to really affect are the high-cost producers. And it's hard to tell which ones are high-cost and which ones are not. But, you know, generally those are the ones that are going to be affected the most. But we'll just wait and see. I see big household names. I just see just dollars literally shedding off them. And, but, you know, I think when it settles out, gold does turn around quickly. And, you know, like commodities, they really turn around quickly. And for them to go up, they have to come down. The question is, can people wait out the ups and downs?
I was at an event over the weekend. I was asked to speak at an organic food, alternative medicine, which really means natural medicine event. And there were a lot of doctors and PhDs there. And for some reason, I'm not sure why, they invited me to speak. And I talked about conspiracy theory. And I showed how it was conspiracy fact. And there were a lot of us speaking one at a time on the stage. And what I saw was very, very few dollars changing hands. I mean, you could buy all kinds of things at this event, but very few people spent any money. If $100 changed hands among everybody there, that would have been a lot. But what happened during this event was on Sunday, the revenue agents came by and they said, okay, all y'all, we want you to pay for business licenses to be in Branson, Missouri, because you're out here trying to sell stuff. The cost of the business licenses would probably have been 10 times more for the licenses than the actual gross receipts of anybody who sold anything. That's one of the things that's wrong with this country. The government is in our face. I got a call over the weekend from a young lady in the East Coast, and she has a government job, and she said that she's being hauled into human resources right now because there's a complaint, and the complaint is that there's a gal who, an employee there at this government office, a secretary, who is using company time, our time, on the clock, selling Avon and other products. She's selling Avon on the clock during work time. And this young lady who works there is being called into human resources for some reason. And I'll bet you the wrong person gets punished. I'll bet you the person who's selling Avon, who is ripping off America, the Commonwealth of Virginia, gets away scot-free. And the person who's going to be asked to identify that, yeah, these things have happened, as a witness, will probably be punished. I can just see it right now. And from what I've heard, the woman, the secretary, is calling in late almost every day for work, comes back from lunch late. About 12.5% of the time that she's supposed to be at work, she's not. She falsifies her time card. And to me, that's a felony. what I'm saying is that's just a very small example of just two government overreaches, encroachments, and misuse of our trust. And on the way to Branson, the highway patrol set up speed traps. And if you've been to Branson, you know that it's like the hills are really, really steep, and you know your engine your transmission downshifts climbing up these hills. And on the way down, your speed increases. And they've got these speed traps set up on the downhill slope. They don't set them up on the uphill slope because nobody can speed. But going down, your car just goes faster and faster, and maybe 5 miles an hour. But they're ready for you. What I'm saying is, the government's out of control, and there are conspiracies, there are manipulations, and I believe what's going on, Frank, right now with gold is part of that, to defend the Federal Reserve note. We come back. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
Think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. No kidding. No kidding. Friday, gold was at 1477. Right this second, it's at 1366. The chart is vertical. Straight down. Hang on. It's going to be a rough ride. They're going to teach us who's boss. There. So I'm staying put. Okay, class, I am not panicking, I am not dumping, I am staying put. Frank, I'm not kidding, the chart is straight down. I believe that the United States government and the Federal Reserve and the international bankers are all involved in the manipulation of precious metals. What do you think?
Well, they are to a degree because they're buyers and sellers in it. But I think the biggest manipulator is probably the commodity board of trade. Remember, they also have the power to adjust margin rates as well too, on futures contracts. So I think there's some of that kind of speculation going on there as well too. You know, they raise margin rates and they lower margin rates, and you know, as we saw. When silver was moving up, gold was moving up. They upped the margin rates on those metals, and of course, it had a negative effect on the metals. And you know, they eventually did retranch and go higher. And I think you're seeing some of that here. Although I can't, you know, I'm just speculating. But there's a lot of factors going on here. But I think it's largely panic selling and margin selling, and selling leads to selling. And also, Vincent, you're seeing it in the energy complex as well, too, whether it be in oil, which I'm a fan of, and natural gas. I'm not a fan of that because, you know, natural gas is very easily, you know, up and down, and it's primarily consumer-driven. But I do want to add this, that when we used to talk in earlier broadcasts about, you know, how expensive gasoline was and diesel fuel, but if you have them too cheap, then it shows there's no economic growth. I'd rather pay higher gas prices and have a booming economy and feeling good about things than paying cheaper gasoline prices and knowing what I know. Because if you have higher energy prices, of course, you'll have higher commodity prices. You'll have higher cattle prices. You'll have higher grain prices. You'll have higher pork prices. So not necessarily low energy prices, you know, spell well for the consumer. There are, you know, consequences to that as well, too.
Yeah, and I'm looking at fertilizer prices, which are really, really high. I fertilized our just one field yesterday, and I put three tons of fertilizer on our field, and it was a really just a light dusting. I mean a light dusting. 3 tons of fertilizer on, I don't know, maybe somewhere around 30 or 40 acres. And I don't even know if it's going to do any good. It's so light. And, you know, it's well over $500 a ton. Those are, you know, I really need to put about, 25,000 worth of fertilizer on our farm. That's what I really need to do. And I probably need to put another $8,000 worth of lime on our farm. It's just so expensive. I mean, I cannot justify it. What's happening, Frank, is things that we buy are so expensive, but it seems like the things that we sell, we have to sell at low prices, and we are getting squeezed. I'm talking about the farmer. I don't think it's very good. I think we're in a lot of trouble. Frank, I'd like to mention, when we come back on the other side of this break, I'd like to talk about mortgage money and a little story that I had with a mortgage broker. I talked to him before the expo about him doing a seminar on mortgage lending. Man, oh man, was I shocked at what he had to say. Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side of this break. Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Mortgage money when we come back. What I know about it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.